In today's episode, you'll discover what to do if you're worried you'll say the wrong thing or if you already have. Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ+ kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed. They need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin. Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. This is actually the second time that I am recording today's episode because I totally messed up the name of the guide that I have created for you. When I was creating it, we played with a couple of different names and ideas, and one stuck in my head and it ended up not being the one we went with. So I am re-recording this with the correct information for you. And just know either way, whether where you are feels panicky or that you're in pain, this guide and this episode will help you. So on to the episode. Today's episode will help you feel less alone in the moments that keep you up at night. You will see why one conversation does not define your relationship. And you will walk away with a simple, grounded way to respond, whether you are trying to repair something that already happened or you're facing a conversation you are scared to have. This episode is for the parent who lies awake night after night, replaying conversations or thinking about the ones that you are avoiding. Maybe you said something that you wish you could take back or say differently, or approach with a different mindset. And all of those scenarios are looping endlessly in your brain. Maybe there was a situation where you didn't say anything at all. And now that silence feels loud, echoing with every perfect response you wish you'd said. These 2 a.m. thoughts probably sound a lot like, what if I messed this up? What if I made things worse? What if I say the wrong thing next time and push them even further away? If that sounds familiar, let's just pause for a second. I want you to take a breath with me to exit that spinning anxiety mode and listen. What you're feeling right now is not failure, it's fear. And it's rearing its ugly head in a place where love matters deeply. I want to name the 2 places most parents find themselves in moments like this. And while you're usually in one of these, sometimes you can find yourself in both. The first scenario is, I think I already got it wrong. You said something or you reacted in a way that you just didn't like. It may have just felt off, or you may have wanted to reel back the words as soon as they left your mouth. Perhaps you dismissed something or you shut the conversation down. Maybe you got overwhelmed or you made it about your fear. Whatever it was, it left you with that awful, heavy feeling asking, did I just hurt them? Did I break their trust in me? Scenario 2 is, I don't know what to say next. This one is like an insidious undercurrent. Whether you see something happening with your child, or you feel the growing distance between the two of you, or you sense there's more going on, but you just can't put your finger on it, you want to say something. Of course you do. You love your kid, but you're scared because those what if thoughts keep popping up to silence you. The thoughts like, what if I say the wrong thing? What if I make it worse? So you wait, or you overthink, or say something safe, but not real. Here's what I want you to hear before anything else. You are not one sentence away from ruining your relationship with your child, and you are not one perfect sentence away from getting it all right. That's not how connection works. Connection is built in what happens next, in the return to the conversation, and the repair of what was said or not said, and the willingness to stay. And if you are already feeling that pull of, okay, but what do I actually say? I want you to know that I created something simple you can come back to in those moments. We'll come back to it at the end, but just know you do not have to figure this out from scratch. So let's start with the first one. I think I already got it wrong. This is where so many parents get stuck because we think, if I messed up, I should just move on. Or we hope that it didn't matter. Or we just wait until things feel normal again. But here's the truth. It's not the messing up or the falling out that breaks trust. It's the lack of repair. Repair, or the mending of the relationship, is where trust is built. Not in never making a mistake. That's an impossible expectation of yourself or anyone else. The act of repair doesn't have to be long and drawn out. It just has to be real. Remember, with teenagers especially, less is more. You have their attention for a finite moment. It can sound like, hey, I've been thinking about what happened earlier. I didn't show up the way I want to for you. And you matter to me. Can we try that again? That's it. No long explanation, no defensiveness, no overprocessing, just a moment of real human vulnerability. This moment matters because what your child learns is it's safe to come back after something hard happens. They learn that relationships don't end when things get messy. And they learn that we can try again and again. And again, it's quite the opposite of damaging your relationship. It's actually modeling something incredibly powerful. If you're sitting there thinking, I don't even know how to start that repair conversation, that's exactly why I created the Panic to Plan guide. It gives you a simple way to walk back in without overthinking it. I'll tell you how to grab it in just a bit. Now let's talk about the second scenario. What if I say the wrong thing? This one is so real and it can show up in so many different ways. This worry is always close by because you care, because the stakes feel high, because you don't want to cause harm. But here's the quiet truth. Fear of saying the wrong thing often creates more distance than saying something that feels messy or imperfect. When we allow fear to lead, we go silent. We keep conversations at surface level, and we avoid what matters. And your child doesn't experience any of that as protection. They experience it as distance. But you don't need perfect words. You need to be present for your child, to stand in solidarity and support. Let me say that again, and perhaps a little more simply. You don't need perfect words. You just need to be there. If your mind starts to go blank, start here. I'm really glad you told me. I might not have the right words yet, but I want to understand. Can you tell me more? That sentence does so much. It lowers pressure, it signals care, and it invites connection. And it gives you time to get and stay grounded. If you've ever had that moment where your brain just goes blank, that's exactly what the guide is for. It's something you can open in the middle of the night when you don't have access to your best thinking. So whether you're thinking, I already got it wrong, or I'm scared I will, the bridge is the same. You don't need to solve everything. You need to take one small grounded step. And that might look like reopening a conversation, asking one curious question, acknowledging something honestly, or simply saying, "I'm here. Tell me more." I want to remind you, you do not have to navigate this alone. Organizations like PFLAG offer in-person support for parents who are figuring this out in real time, just like you. If you'd feel more comfortable in a virtual community, check out My Kindred Collective. You can find more information on my website, heatherhester.net. Having a place to process your fear outside of your child changes everything. So if you take nothing else from today, take this. You are not failing. You are in the middle of learning something most of us were never taught. And the most important thing you can do is to stay. Stay in the conversation. Stay in the relationship. Stay in your willingness to try again. If this episode felt like it was speaking directly to you, I created something to sit right next to it. It's called From Panic to Plan. It's short, it's grounding, and it walks you through what's happening in those panic moments, what actually creates connection. In simple words you can use when you don't know what to say, it's something you can come back to, especially in those late night moments. You can download it through the link in the show notes. Thank you for taking this time for yourself today, for caring this much, for questioning yourself, for being willing to grow in real time. New episodes of More Human, More Kind drop every Tuesday and Friday. Until next time, keep choosing to be a little more human and a little more kind.